members of parliament, stakeholders, representatives from the Department of Public Administration and the Department of Home Affairs. Could you kindly close the door, Adam? Oh, okay. The purpose of this meeting was to get a report on what the difficulties are in implementing the smart card ID. You will recall that as early as February 2008, former President Thabo Mbeki made mention that the smart card would be implemented at the latest by December of that year. And then during the same year, my predecessor, the Honorable Patrick Chauke, around June, made a similar request for a briefing of the Portfolio Committee around the challenges or difficulties in regard to the implementation of the smart card. And since then, the same Portfolio Committee has made a request to the Department of Home Affairs. And the reason we're given was that the Department of Home Affairs then was not in a position to table a report or give us an update because they were still liaising with regard to certain aspects with the Department of Public Administration. The concern that the Portfolio Committee has is an obvious one. The implementation of the smart card, as you will all know, would obviate quite a number of concerns around ID fraud and related crimes. Thus, the urgency and a need to find out exactly what's happening in regard to the smart card. I also need to inform the Portfolio Committee and for the record that on Friday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, my office, my secretary received communication from the Minister of Public Administration requesting a postponement of this meeting to enable him to be part of this briefing. And later in the day, 20 past 5, a copy of an email that was sent to the minister was received by my office, Caroline Obevu, at 20 past 5. So obviously at that hour, after 5, we are not in the office. So I received that correspondence Monday morning at 8:30. So I in turn communicated with the minister what I've just told you and informed him that I did not see it fit to postpone the meeting at such short notice. What do I tell members of the Portfolio Committee? I just sent out a notice to say that the meeting is cancelled. In all fairness, I would have needed to inform them as to the reasons why a postponement would be requested. And I wrote a letter to the Minister of Public Administration, an email, and on the same day, Monday, I also telephonically spoke to the Minister of Home Affairs to inform her about the issues around this particular meeting. So there is that request And I also said to the Minister of Home Affairs that the ideal situation would be for the two ministries to meet to sort out the situation so that when the Portfolio Committee requests a report from the Department of Home Affairs, we are not informed that a full report cannot be given due to certain aspects that are still in progress or that are still lacking from the Department of Public Administration, and vice versa. We can't have a report and then the Department of Public Administration will say that you are doing certain things and the Department of Home Affairs still has to do or carry out certain functions. So in my mind, the ideal situation would be to schedule a meeting at a future date where we'll have both apartments coming to address the meeting jointly in regard to the smart card. And at a later stage, the Who Am I Online issue was not scheduled for today, but that would also need an update in the near future. So this is where we are. I would avail you the opportunity to address this matter, public administration.
Okay. Thank you, Chairperson, members of the Portfolio Committee. We really appreciate the opportunity to be able to address you today.
Just a second, please. My colleague correctly points out that we are more familiar with the officials from Home Affairs, so the correct thing would be to identify yourself. Perhaps I should start, because you are also not regular to this particular meeting. My name is Likobe Ben Martins. I chair the Home Affairs Portfolio Committee. So you can introduce yourself, good folks.
Again, thank you, Chairperson. My name is Moses Mtimunye. I am from the State Information Technology Agency, CETA.
What's your position there? The department, I would assume, is big. All of you are from it, but you occupy specific positions.
Okay, thanks, Chairperson. I am the executive responsible for strategy and strategic projects within the agency.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Nokoli Denochozi. I'm responsible for government relations at CETA.
Thank you, Chair, and members of the Portfolio Committee. I'm the acting CEO, but a part of the CEO team that is entering the
state. Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Tanya Abrams, and I assist Nogoli Dinojozi with government relations.
Thank you. My name is Tumisani Nkwamba. I'm the parliamentary officer for the Minister of Public Service and Administration.
My name is Mavuso Mtsimang. I'm the DG at Home Affairs.
I'm with the Department of Home Affairs. My name is Clifford Mahajani, a parliamentary liaison and cabinet support.
My name is Stephen Zimri. I'm in the DG's Office of Home Affairs.
My name is Mabusiso Bala from Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Melutuli, I remember you. You are a member of parliament still. We can continue, good folks.
Thanks again. As previously alluded to by the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee, We have, from CETA, received the request by a portfolio committee to come and address you in relation to the smart card. We had essentially started with the preparation of the report, but the key thing to mention is that prior to finalizing the report that can serve in front of you, there is an outstanding matter of a forensic audit report that needed validation by Home Affairs, which would have informed the finality of the document. And so when we started talking to our principals about the actual content, it was then viewed that it is not opportune for us to come here and make statements that have not been corroborated by our sister organization at Home Affairs. And therefore, they request that we be granted a postponement until there has been engagement between CETA, led by the Department of Public Service and Administration, with Department of Home Affairs to clarify what is contained in the forensic audit report, so that when we come, the report, the final submission is essentially co-joined by the two departments together with CETA. And therefore, our being here today is to essentially to come and request that particular engagement happen, for us to finalize the report and then be able to come in and do the representation.
Okay. Mr. Mavuso, sir, would you like to say anything?
Thank you, Chair. I prepared a chronicle of events relating to this project. Maybe I should start from the beginning, if the Chair will indulge me.
Kindly do so.
Cabinet approved the Smart Card ID project on the 25th of July, 2001. On the 31st of March, 2005, Home Affairs obtained approval from Cabinet to start procuring Smart ID cards. On the 21st of May, 2005, Cabinet requested Home Affairs to resubmit a proposal on the future of the Smart ID card, taking into account risk factors. The project was put on hold by the former Minister of Home Affairs in June 2006, pending the new vision and design of the department, and also as a result of the interdepartmental investigation that was taking place at Home Affairs. Procurement had been suspended then, pending completion of this exercise. The former minister communicated to cabinet colleagues, namely the interministerial committee, that the pilot of the smart ID card, would be rolled out by the end of 2008. Her letter is dated 8th April 2008. She approached Cabinet towards the end of April 2008 and obtained their approval for the implementation of the Smart ID Card project. The Governance and Administration Cluster mandated the project as Project 17 of its 2008 Program of Action. The managed rollout of the Smart ID card to the entire population was planned over 5 to 8 years, commencing in 2009. On May 12, 2008, I wrote to CETA requesting them to administer and run the Smart ID card tender process on behalf of the department. 12th of May 2008. The tender was published on the 15th of May 2008. On 25th June 2008, the department declined a second request for the extension of the bid from CETA, as it was expected that by then suppliers would have taken advantage of the first extension granted by the department by me. the closing date of the tender was set for 11 a.m. on the 27th of June 2008. On the 30th of May 2008, CITA, through the CEO, Llewellyn Jones, approached the AG, requesting them to audit the processes until the tender was completed. So the proactive audit with nothing having happened, just to be part of the tendering process. The AG responded on the 12th of June 2008, informing CITA that they would meet to discuss the scope and terms of reference of the audit. The department then wrote to CITA on the 11th of August 2008, 25th August 2008, 9th September 2008, 6th October 2008, and 3rd November 2008 regarding delays that were taking place. CITA wrote on the 14th of August 2008 and expressed discontent with our complaints and responded regarding the issues of failure to meet tender evaluation deadlines and poor management of the tender process. On 12 September 2008, I wrote to CITA, urging them to make all efforts to enable us to meet the smart ID card pilot delivery date, which was the end of that same year. On the 27th of November 2008, CITA wrote to the Department of Home Affairs to provide us with an update on the tender process. And on the 28th of November 2008, we wrote to CITA again on the delay in the tender process. On 12th December 2008, the chairperson of CITA, of the CITA board, Ms. Zodo Manasse, responded to our letter, referring to a board meeting where it was decided to request an inquiry into the integrity of the processes. The time frame for this forensic investigation was set to end in January 2009. On 18 February 2009, CITA wrote to indicate that the preliminary CITA tender process had been completed, but that the recommendation committee must still dispense with discussions and forward a recommendation. They also summarized the hurdles experienced by the recommendation committee. In February 2009, the Department of Home Affairs commenced looking at a way of mitigating the delays with the project. On the 15th of April 2009, the CITA board informed the department that they had appointed forensic auditors to investigate the project and that progress was being made. They recommended that the department cancel the tender, that is the chair of the board of CITA recommending that Home Affairs cancel the tender. I responded by saying that the department would take a decision once the final forensic report was received. And that letter was dated 5th May 2009. I then wrote to National Treasury on the 19th of August 2009, requesting their assistance with the tender. National Treasury responded by saying that CITA must continue to lead the process, but that they would render assistance to monitor compliance with the special card management procedures. I wrote to CITA on the 19th of August to cancel the tender. The reason for the cancellation of the tender then was that time had lapsed. We'd had an allocation of funds from National Treasury to start the pilot of the project, as the chair indicated, the previous December already, and we clearly had run out of those funds, and we would need to go and remotivate with the National Treasury for the allocation of more funds. That is my account of the expenditure.
Thank you very much for the timeline of events. Members, I'm going to avail you the opportunity for comment. But I want you to have a clear understanding. We are not having the meeting now. I would like to avail both ministers. The Minister of Public Administration would like to be here. So you can make your comments. We are still going to have that fuller meeting where they come here with all the relevant facts in regard to this matter, so that we can get a report from their side, like what has been given by the Director of Home Affairs. Having said that, Ms. Terblanche, Ms. Terblanche.
Thanks, Chairperson. It's actually very unfortunate that we can't have a meeting now, which is actually some of us, it's our only committee meeting that we have for the whole week, and I will, for instance, have used two tickets just to come and listen to the asking for a postponement. Therefore, I would really like to thank the Director General of the Department of Home Affairs for not coming to waste our time and for at least giving us a timeline. And I would also like to ask if we can get a copy of that timeline. I think it would really assist members to try and understand what's really going on here. And then secondly, with regard to the forensic audit report, we have been asking parliamentary questions since I actually became a member of this committee from the public administration side, our member there. And every time there's some reason or another why the question can't be answered where that forensic audit report is. So now we hear that because previously the Minister of Home Affairs said that she couldn't give comment on it because she hasn't received it from the CETA. Now the CETA tells us, and that is where I'm becoming very confused, that they can't give comment on it because it needs validation by the Minister of Home Affairs. She alleges that she can't validate it because she hasn't received it. So can someone please clear this total misunderstanding here?
You see, Mrs. Terblanche, I'm going to avail the opportunity to them to respond. But this is exactly the purpose of my intention, that both departments should be here jointly so that we are not sent from pillar to post. That will be a greater waste of time. But we are dealing with a process, and I'm not going to be debating with members. Advocate Matasa, you are next.
Thank you, Chairperson. She's actually taken the word out of my mouth. I just wanted a copy of this presentation by TG. That page I do help us. If you can leave that with us. Thanks.
Honorable Masizot, I've noted you, Honorable Makua.
Chairperson, I was tempted to debate the verbal report given by the DG, but I think I would further qualify the sentiment by the Honorable Chairperson that the manner in which the sequence of events have come up to this stage really compromises the integrity of Parliament. And it actually calls on us to further strengthen the manner in which we run the program, the agenda of Parliament, so that we can deliver services to our people in the manner that is required by law. I remember the President was saying, together with everybody in the House when we last met, that this government would provide services quicker, better, and faster. And I don't think that is how we then projecting ourselves as Parliament. So this portfolio committee really would be compromised if we do not debate this fully in the next sitting, as you have requested. However, supporting the idea that we postpone this meeting until every fact is available, all the facts are available before us, so that we don't go up and down and seeking information that is not here, asking people that are not even present in this meeting to comment on some matters. So it will actually assist, but notwithstanding the fact that other members do not stay in the Western Cape. I'm actually having a constituency in Cape Town, so you can call me in meetings today and ask me to attend. But definitely for others, I don't think it was fair to cancel this day. But I take the point of grace.
Members, I don't want to go to what is fair and what is not fair. We call meetings according to our program. We had scheduled this meeting according to our program. And then we have the attendant difficulties. We can't wish away the difficulties that we have. There are quite a number of us who do not stay in the Western province, but we work here. So I don't want that to be an issue. We schedule meetings. Members are expected to attend those meetings. Yes. I explained to you about the correspondence from the minister. And if we were to avail them the opportunity to give half a report here, not sure how far that's going to take us. Honorable Matua.
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. From my side, I would like to appeal to the committee to be a patient bird as far as this forensic audit report is concerned. Now, we take cognizance of the fact it's almost more than 15, 16 months. Very important for this committee, Chairperson, and I'm glad that the Chair engaged with CETA to come and give us a report. From the notice that I received was that CETA will present the status, or rather the process, on this smart card. But let me remind CETA here today, Chairperson, that according to the questions being asked in Parliament, the Minister indicated that CETA is busy with the forensic audit of the tender process. That is the bottom line. And that is what we as a committee would like to have. That is what we as a committee are there for in terms of our role and in oversight for Parliament. Now, my question is, if we are going to meet, we can meet with whoever, Honorable Chairperson. But my question I would like to know, the meeting that we are going to have, are they going to come and explain processes? Secondly, are they going to come and present the forensic audit report? Thirdly, why must there be consultation with other role players? We take cognizance of the fact that other role players is involved in this whole. I would like a specific answer to the question as to whether this whole smart card tender process is under judicial consideration. So I'm asking again for this committee. I'm glad that the chairperson has started this process to be patient, also to give us enough time to peruse all these documents. We follow this whole saga of the smart card promptly ever since its inception with your predecessor, the Honorable Chauke. And we would like also to give CETA and all relevant role players enough time to prepare themselves so that they will be ready. And the people out there is anxious. They are in a hurry to know when we... Hence, Chairperson, 114 million rand has been allocated already to CETA. Also, we need answers as far as this is concerned. What is the process? Is that money being utilized and all, et cetera, et cetera? So I agree, and I would like us to know the next meeting that we're going to have, when are we going to have the forensic audit report? Bottom line, that is what we would like to see. All committee members want to see the forensic audit report. Open it up for scrutiny to the broader community than to us as a portfolio committee. And I think we are entitled for that. Thank you.
Honorable Madlua, thank you for your input. I would just like to remind members that our chief function is oversight. We don't have the capacity of limitless patience. We all have time constraints, you see. This issue pertaining smart card has been dragging for years. The purpose of today's meeting was to get an update as to when is the implementation taking place. So in receiving that reply, it would have to address all the attendance issues. So this is why it's important to have the input of both ministries. We are not going to schedule a meeting in a couple of months' time. We are going to schedule a meeting very soon so that we get that initial input from both departments so that we are up to speed. You can't have oversight over something that you don't know what's happening. So this is why we need to have that meeting rather sooner than later.
Yeah, Jake, can I just qualify why I was saying that? We cannot allow a situation whereby forensic audit reports is keeping service delivery ransomware. We cannot allow that.
This is why I'm saying, members, that all the attendant ancillary issues that evolve from this main issue, where is the smart card, when is implementation, all those issues would be canvassed there. You have made comments, and I would like to avail the opportunity to anyone from public administration if you'd like to comment or reply to some of the concerns flagged by members.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thanks, members of the Portfolio Committee. Maybe in general, it's important to note and acknowledge the sequence of events as alluded by the DG of Home Affairs. That is the sequence that we also have in our record. And I think part of the major thing is to actually interrogate comments that actually came out of here and be able to present something that is not missing any other information so that there is really conclusion and a way forward in terms of the project itself. And I think for that, from CETA, and I'm sure within the Public Service and Administration, we really appreciate the fact that we are given the opportunity to clean up almost everything that is required and come to present something that we would say supported with evidence and supported with everything that is required to make a decision as the way forward. Thank you.
Members, the reality of the situation is that I don't see us being able to productively move beyond this point. So I would like to conclude this meeting and say that I will communicate with the two ministers and their departments, and we'll schedule a meeting as soon as possible in regard to this matter to canvass all the issues that have been flagged here today. I'd also like to thank the representatives from the department for having come here, but this is the issue, and this is how we are going to move forward in addressing all the ancillary issues. Thank you, everyone. Meeting is adjourned.